Well, I hope she had a good night's rest, Catelyn said with a certain bite in her tone that seemed to go unnoticed. The men escorted her from the winch room up a spiral stair. The Eyrie was a small castle by the standards of the great houses, seven slender white towers bunched as tightly as arrows in a quiver, on a shoulder of the great mountain. It had no need of stables, nor smithies, nor kennels, but Ned said its granary was as large as Winterfell's, and its towers could house 500 men. Yet it seemed strangely deserted to Catelyn, as she passed through it, its pale stone halls echoing and empty. Lysa was waiting alone in her solar, still clad in her bedrobes, her long auburn hair tumbled unbound across bare white shoulders and down her back. A maid stood behind her, brushing out the night's tangles. But when Catelyn entered, her sister rose to her feet, smiling. "Cat," she said, "oh, Cat, how good it is to see you, my sweet sister." She ran across the chamber and wrapped her sister in her arms. "How long it has been," Lysa murmured against her. "Oh, how very, very long." It had been 5 years, in truth. 5 cruel years for Lysa. They had taken their toll. Her sister was 2 years the younger, yet she looked older now. Shorter than Catelyn, Lysa had grown thick of body, pale and puffy of face. She had the blue eyes of the Tullys, but hers were pale and watery, never still.